he was known as a pioneer of the crab industry in Alaska, the king crab industry in Southeast Alaska. Talk a bit about how he got into doing that.
Actually, he was longlining with the Middleton and seining, and then I think it was the mid 1950s, he, for a few winters, he took the boat down to Southern California and fished mackerel and albacore, tuna. And actually, we got to go down one winter and spend the winter down there. It was great. But he kind of liked to do different things, amusing things. And he was told by his dad and some of the old timers at that time that the king crab that would come up with the longline gear every once in a while were poisonous. And
all of them are just the browns, or they just generally
the spiky crab is spiky what crab they called it. Yes, and said that they were poisonous. So, and they didn't believe there were that many around here. But he started getting more and more on his longline gear, and decided he would kind of invest in some gear and prospect a little bit. And he was trying to get some of the companies to at least pay for the fuel and the groceries, but finally he did get PFI to do that, Icicle Seafoods. And it was some lean years there for him prospecting for king crab. And but then it worked out well for him.
He kept longlining and seining as well, too.
He did, yes. He called seining his sport fishing. He loved that. Port Houghton, one of his favorite hangouts. Tebenkopf, all the bays around there he loved.
And there's some well-known folks who worked with him for many, 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 many years. Mm-hmm. Elder Lee?
Elder Lee and Ben Jensen fished with him for 30-plus years, and they were a great team and really enjoyed each other's company. So many other crew members, you couldn't even name them all. My brother fished with them, and my brother-in-law, and of course, Dad's brother, Palmer. They had a good time together, and I fished with them, Robin, Elder's daughter.
That was unusual to have for someone to have his daughter's fish with him at the time when you were in. What year was this roughly?
Well, Robin and I started in 1966, and actually, he didn't plan on taking us, but he was crab fishing into the middle of the salmon season, and when he wanted to go seining, nobody was around looking for a job, so we badgered him so bad, and he was so desperate that he took us, and we had a great few seasons on board, and really enjoyed being around our dads and fishing with our dads. William Bergman was also fishing with us.
The biologist at Fishing Game now.
Yes.
Now, for your dad to take you on board, though, as deckhands, were there many other young women fishing in Petersburg at the time as regular deckhands on their parents' boats?
No, not on a seiner. We were quite the novelty. And Dad and Elder kind of took some flack for it. You know, women were bad luck on the boat, and
what did they say back? What was your dad's
response? Dad and Elder were just totally amused by it. You know, they both had a good sense of humor, and you know, it didn't bother them. But
well, now today your daughter is the head of the biggest fishing organization in Petersburg, Julianne Curry.
Yes,
Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, and I imagine, and your dad got to see that. And what were his thoughts looking sort of on how life had changed over so many years of fishing and just now so many women involved in fishing? And he pioneered the crab fishery, but kind of was a pioneer in having women deckhands on his boats, which was new then.
Yes. He's very proud of his. He was very proud of his granddaughter, Julianne. And actually, all three of our daughters fished on our boat to make money to pay for college. But yeah, Dad was, he was very proud of her. You know, Dad was a very active member some time ago in Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and, you know, went to meetings to testify. And so it was rewarding for him to see her as the director of Petersburg Vessel Owners.
I got to ask you about the car.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, if they didn't know Lloyd as a fisherman, they definitely at least knew what his car looked like. Describe it for folks maybe who didn't get to see it.
Well, this car was the first new car we ever had, and it's a 1963 Rambler station wagon, white with a red roof on it. And how do you explain the car? Well, he had adorned it with it started with he started with some buoy bags on it, and it just progressed from there. So there were all kinds of bumper stickers and different items that he would decorate, like in the summer, nasturtiums growing on the top, and Christmas moose horns, moose antlers, and Christmas tree with lights on top. And he had so much fun with that car. He, you know, he was such a social person, and he loved visiting with people, especially on Main Street. He would visit with anybody that came to town, and it was just a real conversation opener for him, and he just thoroughly enjoyed it.